So much love and blessings. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Today we're diving into the game of life and the power of the word, the power of the word. And I want to start off just by giving thanks and praise and appreciation to you. I want to thank you for your wonderful presence and also give special thanks to everyone who leaves reviews. I really appreciate reading the reviews. It touches my heart. So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. The more we can share these things, the more people we can help. And leaving reviews and subscribing and all those wonderful things help to grow the channel. So thank you so much. So we're diving into this Game of Life. It's an absolutely fascinating little book by Florence Shin. And I just magically came across this hidden away in my second library in the garage. And so we are diving into this. And today's session is about the power of the word. By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. People have been aware of the power of the word for a very long time. A person knowing the power of the word becomes very careful in his or her conversation. You only have to watch the reaction of your words to know that they do not return void. Through your spoken word, you are continually making laws for yourself. Isn't that fascinating? We are making laws for ourselves based on what we say. I knew a man who said, "I always miss a car. It invariably pulls at just as I arrive." His daughter said, "I always catch a car. It's sure to come just as I get here, a taxi." This occurred for years. Each had made a separate law for themselves, one of failure, one of success. This is the psychology of superstitions. So before we go further, just tune into this. Are you saying things out loud or in your mind that are not very helpful? For example, I know someone who says, I can't, everything, no one likes me, it's never working out. I hear these sort of things again and again. And for a start, it's not true, but it actually becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We make these statements all the time, and we don't even realize we're doing it. The horseshoe or rabbit foot contains no power, but your spoken word and belief that it will bring good luck creates expectancy in the subconscious mind and attracts a lucky situation. You know, people when they go to Las Vegas, they often have their lucky rabbit's foot and things like that. I find, however, that this will not work when you've advanced spiritually and you know a higher law. You can't turn back, and you must put away these graven images, these temporary superstitions. For example, two men in my class had great success in business for several months when suddenly everything went to smash. We tried to analyze the situation, and I found, instead of making their affirmations and looking for a higher power for success and prosperity, they had each bought, what did they buy? A lucky monkey. They had a lucky monkey, I said. Oh, I see. You've been putting your trust in lucky monkeys instead of the one. Put away your lucky monkeys and call on the law of forgiveness, because you have the power to forgive or neutralize your mistakes. So they decided to get rid of the lucky monkeys, and all went well again. There are so many things like this around, like these feng shui good luck charms and little frogs and this and that, and people put them around. You know, the thing is, if you believe in it strong enough, it might work. Someone believes they've got a lucky, like a four-leaf clover or some lucky little thing, some special crystal or something. If they really believe in it with all their heart and soul and they think they're lucky, then it'll work out. You might remember from Harry Potter, there's one of the books, Harry gets the little liquid luck Right, he wins the liquid luck. And he pretends to give it to Ron one day. He didn't really, but Ron believed he had liquid luck, and as a result, he was very, very good at his Quidditch match. Now, this is going on all the time. So we're saying things out loud, speaking words that have power, and we're also believing in these various good luck charms and whatever else, or bad luck charms. Oh, if I wear the wrong thing, then this won't work. And this is what a lot of OCD things is. I can't go underneath a ladder. I can't walk on the cracks. You know, if I see a black cat, it will curse me. All these sort of things. Even it could be, if I don't wake up at a certain time of day, then my whole day is going to go terrible. I mean, I get up early, and my spiritual practice is to get up very early. I was actually up at 2:15 this morning, more earlier than I usually am, but it was great, and it's a wonderful morning. But some people, they think, oh my God, I missed the magic time to wake up because they overslept. And then they think, oh, my whole day is going to be ruined. And then they say it out loud and their whole day is wrecked, right? As soon as they wake up, oh my God, I woke up, I'm at half an hour, slept over half an hour. So we have to be really, really, really careful about these things. And ideally, we want to connect with a higher energy to raise our vibration and also to invoke our future self, our higher self, here now, so that we're coming from that beautiful space. Let's carry on with this lovely little book. I was with a friend one day who was in deep despair. In crossing the street, she picked up a horseshoe. Immediately, she was filled with joy and hope. She said God had sent her the horseshoe in order to keep up her courage. It was indeed, at that moment, about the only thing that could have registered in her consciousness. Her hope became faith, and she ultimately made a wonderful demonstration. I wish to make a point clear that the men previously mentioned here were depending on the monkeys alone, while this woman recognized the power behind the horseshoe. I know in my case it took a long while to get out of a belief that a certain thing brought disappointment. Invariably followed, I found the only way I could make a change in the subconscious was by asserting, there are not two powers, there is only one power. Therefore, there are no disappointments, and this thing means a happy surprise. I noticed a change at once, and happy surprises continued coming my way. So, just take a moment to think about this. Do you have any superstitions? Are you in duality? If this thing happens, then this thing's going to happen. Or are we saying things out loud that are disempowering? I have a friend who said nothing could induce her to walk under a ladder. I said, if you are afraid, you are giving into a belief in two powers, good and evil, instead of one. As God, the one is absolute, there can be no opposing power unless you make a false law of evil for yourself. To show you believe in only one power, and that there is no other power in reality in evil, walk under the next ladder you see. Soon after, she went to her bank. She wished to open her box in the safety deposit vault, and there stood a ladder on her pathway. It was impossible to reach the box without passing under the ladder. She quivered with fear and turned back. She could not face the lion on her pathway. However, when she reached the street, my words rang in her ears, and she decided to return and walk under it. It was a big moment in her life, for ladders had held her in bondage for years. She retraced her steps to the vault, and the ladder was no longer there. This so often happens. If one is willing to do a thing he is afraid of, he does not have to. This is the law of non resistance, which is so little understood. Someone has said that courage contains genius and magic. Face a situation fearlessly, and there is no situation to face. It falls away of its own weight. The explanation is the fear attracted the ladder on the woman's pathway, and fearlessness removed it. The invisible forces are ever working for you as long as you are always pulling the strings yourself. Owing to the vibratory power of your words, whatever you voice, you begin to attract. People who continuously speak of disease invariably attract it. After you know this truth, you cannot be too careful with your words. For example, I have a friend who often says on the phone, "Do come to see me and have a nice old-fashioned chat." This old-fashioned chat means an hour and about 500 to 1,000 destructive words. The principal topics being loss, lack, failure, and sickness. I reply, "No, thank you. I've had quite enough old-fashioned chats in my life. They're too expensive, but I'd be glad to have a new fashion chat and talk about what we want, not what we don't want." There is an old saying that you only dare to use your words for three purposes: to heal, bless, or prosper. What you say of others will be said of you, and what you wish for another, you are wishing for yourself. So what you say unto others, what you say about others, will be said about you, and what you wish on others will become your own. This is extremely important in our wonderful journey through life, creating wonderful things. If you send blessings, may everyone be happy, may everyone be blessed, may everyone be joyful, everyone is wonderful, everyone's attained everything, everything is the best. What's going to happen, right? Because it feels good, doesn't it? Just giving blessings, sending out good energy, having positive thoughts, especially if someone's nasty to you. If I ever have any issues with anyone, I just send them blessings. I say, "May you be happy, may everything go well, may your life be blessed." Because if I say, may you wake up, may you suffer, may terrible, you know, it feels bad just saying it, right? That's why I had to cut myself off just then, because I don't even want to say it as an example, because it's negative energy going out, and we are going to receive that back to us. And if we speak badly of other people, then that comes back to us. The best thing to do, by the way, if you're having a situation where someone actually is genuinely a problem person and they really are causing you a lot of issues, best way to deal with it is to say, "This person is currently going through a challenging time in their life. I don't understand what they're going through, but I'm sure it's pretty rough, and that's why they're acting the way they are. So I have compassion, and I'm also going to give blessings." So we give love and blessings and compassion, and we have that understanding. Everyone is fundamentally good, but we can be influenced by negative energy, negative people, negative situations that can affect us and our feelings. And as a result of that, we can act in destructive ways. And when we do something wrong, right, we say, "Oh, but if you only understood the situation, if you were in my shoes, if you had all these challenges, you'd probably do the same thing," right? We justify ourselves that way. We need to give that to other people, that if someone does something, it's because they were programmed, it's because they were brainwashed, it's because they've been under negative influence, because of their childhood. We still have to protect ourselves. We don't want to be hanging around with really negative, toxic people. We need to move away and make sure we have good company. But we also don't want to curse anyone, because curses always rebound on the one who's giving the curse. So if you wish someone bad luck, you are sure to attract bad luck yourself. If you wish aid to someone's success, by wishing aid, you're aiding yourself to success. I'll give another example of this. You might have studied some of these miraculous healings where someone has cancer and tumors and all these major problems, right? There are these places in different healing waters and healing shrines and these different healing areas around the world. And people go there and they've done studies on this, because a lot of miraculous healings really happen. And what they've discovered is that the people who are healed, the people who have miraculous healings, they are actually praying for someone else's healing. Isn't that interesting? The ones who go there and say, oh, I want to be healed, I hope I get healed, oh, please heal me, they don't get healed. The ones who go there, they have some health problem themselves, but they go there and they say, I hope my grandmother feels better, or my friend feels better, or someone, and they really sincerely want to help others. They're the ones who get healed. Isn't that amazing? Because exactly this law, what you wish on others will come back to you. The body may be renewed and transformed through the spoken word and clear vision, and disease will be completely wiped out of consciousness. The metaphysician knows that all disease has a mental correspondence, and in order to heal the body, one must first heal the soul. The soul is the subconscious mind, and it must be saved from wrong thinking. So you have a subconscious mind, you are a spiritual being, a soul, and our thoughts affect our body, our experiences of life, our emotions, and everything else. It's safe to say that all sickness and unhappiness come from a violation of the law of love. It is mentioned, love one another. And in the game of life, love or goodwill takes every trick. For example, a woman I know had for years an appearance of terrible skin disease. The doctors told her it was incurable, and she was in despair. She was on the stage, and she feared that she would soon have to give up her profession, and she had no other means of support. She, however, created a good engagement, and on the opening night, she made a hit. She received flattering notices from critics and was joyful and elated. The next day, she received a notice of dismissal. A man in the cast had been so jealous of her success, he had caused her to be sent away. She felt hatred and resentment taking complete possession of her, and she cried out, "Oh God, don't let me hate that man." That night she worked for hours and hours in the silence. Soon, she said, I came into a very deep silence. I seemed to be at peace with myself, with the man, and with the whole world. I continued this for the two following nights, and on the third day, I found that I was healed completely of the skin disease. In asking for love or goodwill, she fulfilled the law, for love is the fulfilling of the law, and the disease, which came from the subconscious resentment, was wiped out. So every time you are thinking and speaking, be aware of what energy it contains. We can't curse anyone else without cursing ourselves. We can't bless anyone else without blessing ourselves either. Goodwill produces a great aura of protection about the one who sends it. And no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. In other words, love and goodwill destroy the enemies of oneself. Therefore, one has no enemies on the external. There is peace on earth for him who sends goodwill to all. Isn't that wonderful? So just tune into this for yourself in your own life and notice what's going on. And remember, be very, very nice, gentle, loving to yourself, compassionate, easy. If you catch yourself saying something, don't beat yourself up about it, because then that's going to hurt again, right? So if we catch ourselves saying negative things or feeling in a negative way or whatever it is, just say, okay, it's all right. No problem. Let's just turn it around. Be very nice, very calm, very loving to yourself. And just see if you have any superstitions. You know, if I don't do this thing, then this thing will happen. And if this isn't on, then this is going to go wrong. This is the danger of various OCDs and also various different types of methods. You know, like I'm into feng shui. Like I did a session about this. Feng shui, right? And I recommended a book and I think it's great. Why not? It's going to sort out your house and help you feel better. But if we say, oh my God, the fountain wasn't on. Oh no, I'm going to lose all my money, right? If you get really worried about these things, then it's not going to work. So we want to forgive ourselves, take it back, realize that if something's out of place or if something isn't organized the way it should be, it's not the end of the world. We do need to have a beautiful space and we do need to take care of our belongings. And may we pay close attention to our words. So everyone is great. Everyone is wonderful. Everything works out great for me. You can say this to yourself. Everything works out wonderfully well for me. I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. Everyone likes me. I love everyone else. Everyone else loves me. Everything's going great. I'm so appreciative of all the good people in my life. And if you have a challenge, you can say, there must be some special benefit to this. I'm looking forward to finding the benefit as quickly as I can. There's got to be some secret behind this happening. This is happening for the greatest good of all. So this is a fun game. Remember, this is the game of life. It's the game of life. It's a game, and part of the game is playing the game of words, where we speak beautiful words, we say wonderful things, we command through our language that which we desire. Try it out. Remember, life is an experiment. It's the laboratory of your life. Everything you do is a test, and also test it long enough for it to work. Try it out. So from today, just try it out for fun, that you're going to speak good thoughts and good words and have blessings for other people. And whatever happens, you tell yourself, okay, great. There must be some benefit. I'm finding the benefit. I'm making solutions. Everything's getting better and better. Everything's wonderful. I'm so excited. I'm so energized. I'm so inspired. It's fantastic. It just feels so good. So thank you so much for your wonderful presence. Thank you for leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts. And the next chapter, which we will be diving into, is the law of non-resistance. The law of non-resistance is absolutely fascinating, because when we resist, what happens? What resists, what we resist persists, right? So how can we discover how to be non-resistant even when there are challenges? We will have to find out in the next session. For now, focus on the power of your magical words, your magical words that command your reality. Sending you so much love and good wishes and blessings. You are a great soul. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Talk to you soon.